One of the church traditions, there has been an Advent calendar established in the church to help us identify what the Christmas season is all about. The word Advent actually means coming. It means an event. It means an arrival or an appearance of coming. So when we talk about the advent of Christ, we're talking about his coming, his arrival. And so the second coming of Christ, of course, is coming and cannot happen unless he has come the first time. In the tradition that we're talking about this morning, the first candle will be one of hope or expectation or of prophecy. Now, prophecy is very, very important in the Word of God, because the prophetic word came before Christ ever came the first time, and the prophetic word actually produced the hope for the coming Messiah. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." That sounds like the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to me. When it's easy for us to identify that, because we can look back at the child, the babe in the manger, he came. And so we can identify these prophetic words with Jesus coming the first time. In Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." What a powerful prophetic word about Jesus coming. So the prophetic word is extremely important to us when it speaks about Jesus coming the first time. But also now, you and I, the prophetic word is even more important to us about him coming the second time, about him coming again, because we have the prophetic word to be able to give us hope, expectation of his coming again. If the prophetic word was true about his first coming as a babe in a manger, so the second coming, the prophetic word concerning his second coming, is just as true. Just as the birth of Jesus came, it happened, so the second coming, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, will come in clouds of great glory. Hallelujah. That should just give us so much expectation, so much encouragement, because it doesn't matter what you're going through. When he comes on the scene, the glory of God will come and the church will enter into its glory. Hallelujah. The second candle is the candle of Bethlehem, reminding us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And we have prophetic words as well, again, about even the place where Jesus was born. In Micah 5:2, it says, "O you Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting." Let's read from Luke chapter 2 concerning where Jesus would be born. "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered." This census first took place while that guy there was governing Syria. I have no idea how to pronounce that. "So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes." So we read here how Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was born in a significant city when it comes to spiritual things. Now, the word Bethlehem means house of bread. What does Jesus say about bread? He said, "I am the bread of life." It's significant that the bread of life was born in the house of bread. It's amazing to me when you study this how God puts so many things together. Bethlehem is also identified as the city David was from and where he was crowned the King of Israel. Isn't it significant that out of Bethlehem comes the two most famous kings that ever lived, King David and King Jesus? And so we want to remind ourselves of where Jesus has come from. And so we light the second candle, which is the candle of Bethlehem, signifying where Jesus Christ was born, where King David was crowned king over all Israel, and where the Christ King was born as well, and where he was revealed in the town of Bethlehem.